Why is it important to have different colors of eyes? So he's saying because the eye is the manifestation of the concept of Hashgacha Pratis in the world, and the colors are manifestation of different midos that Hashem is Mashgiach with. And therefore, different eyes have different colors to show that there's different ways Hashem could be Mashgiach into the world with different midos. Unbelievable.
Say that again one more time, please. I'm sorry.
That he's trying to give a mashal. That why is it important for that the Navi, when he saw things, he really was seeing the concept behind them, right? And the question is, why is it important to see the concept and not just hear, be told the actual message? So you see, because the concepts that you're seeing represent are the manifestation of those midos in the world. So he's giving a mashal now. He's saying Hashem's Hashgacha Pratis is represented in this world by the concept of an eye. And the different colors of the eyes represent the different midos that Hashem has Hashgacha Pratis with on the world. So, therefore, if a Navi was going to see that Hashem is coming to the world now with a Midas HaRachamim, he would be shown the white part of the eye. Because that's taka, the manifestation of the mitas hachesed, of the hashgacha of mitas hachesed in the world. So therefore, I'm showing you that which is the manifestation of this mita in the world. It's simple. Why would he have to have more concepts? He's gabrom pam bederach echad or pam bederach acher. That's why different midas, every part of the body acts differently and responds differently and etc. At choisim shinuyei hamatzavim b'chol hagufim and nevroim. And he calls it toli bederach Eich sherotz ha'odem baruch hu lehatik ha'inyonim ha'elyonim letzuris v'tavnis b'nevroim. V'nimtza shezeh ha'inyon hu shoresh gadol in nevroim u'lemikreihem. And therefore these things that I'm showing you in the Mare is not random. This is actually quite significant to understand the message that you're being receiving now. That's how Hashem is representing himself to the Navi, so you should understand the midos which are coming, and how they apply to the midos, to the tzuris down here, and how they apply to the midos. Right. So in other words, he's the Navi is like this. So let's say the Navi would be told by being shown a vision, he's not just being told the fact, he's now being told not just what's gonna happen, but the whole way how the Hashgacha Pratis is going to manifest itself in the world. To achieve the result which he was being told is going to happen. Think that's what's going on here. So, in other words, by seeing the vision, he's being told not just this is going to happen, but how the Hashgacha Pratis will manifest itself through the world and achieve the goal, the end result that he's being told about. Because that's really what everything in this world is. I'm just gonna fix the AC. It's very hot. So the concept is that
fix it from here.
What?
You can fix the AC from here.
Yeah.
All right, cool. That's pretty advanced.
Yeah, set it all from here, but okay. So that's the idea. It's just not cooling off. So the
Sure.
Well, yeah, okay. Very, very deep idea. V'nimtza comes out. Sh'anevim yiru demus oirim gedolim v'ktanim. The Nevi'im will see, let's say, a big light, a small light. Oilim v'yoredim v'noisim v'oimdim, up and down. V'kama mini demuyos kinyane demuyos atachtoinim. K'vashar tzino b'ksuvim. Bechoy should be Arnu. Umehem yizboinu v'yamdu al sisrei ha'ashpa v'ha'hanhago ha'al-yoyna. And through that, they're going to see the path of the hashpa. V'omnom hiras ha'dmuyos al hamidos who al pi hamuvan min hatmuna atzma. Was that last line? Hiras ha'dmuyos al hamidos who
The
al pi
images can
hamu.
actually tell the prophets about the divine attributes is based on the implication of the form of each image.
What? Say.
What the images actually tell the prophets about the divine attributes is based on the implication of the form of each image.
Meaning, the form of each image is a manifestation of Hashgacha, right? Derech Moshe, Hatzura HaKaduris HaMakefes. If a person is shown a circle, She'ein Ba Lo Yemin Lo Yismo, what's the significance of a circle? There's no right, there's no left, there's no top, there's no bottom, there's no beginning, there's no end. Right? Hinei Torah Al Hashgacha Achas Klolis HaMakefes Kolinin Asher Tashkev Alav. Torah is like a circle because there's no beginning, there's no end, and there's no part which is more significant than the other. Achatzura Yishara, what about a line? A line is very different than a circle. A line has a top and a bottom, a right and a left, and a middle point. Torah, it shows you al hashkafa mudrekes upratis. It shows you a hashkafa, a hashgacha pratis, which is broken down by parts. Ha'ilaches min ha'elyon, which goes from the top out of top to the bottom. Ba'adraga b'cha ha'mushkafim mimena. V'chein b'chilek ha'pratim. Mimina may mesmolim, v'chein kol sh'ar kulam. Appears right. So therefore, what am I telling you with this? Hine oylem ha'shafal hazeh mushkach kulav hashgach ha'klolis l'kiyumay min ha'rotzen ha'elyon. There's a hashgach ha'klolis on the whole world u'b'b'chinas ha'kiyum. Hine ein hefresh b'yimin l'min. V'loy ben ish l'ish ki kach tzarech kiyum ha'galgal ha'elyon k'may ha'yitush ha'kotan. Makefes. I'll call in Vram Kulam as Kulam. Okay, this is a very interesting concept. So he's saying now the Kulam Nisuim Mimenu Nisbolam Mikoichoi. Okay, Rabbeinu, he just introduced one of the major concepts of Kabbalah in like,
I missed it.
yeah.
Did you get it?
Okay, I'm gonna
Not
say
that there's
this.
anything to do with Kabbalah. I mean, I don't know Kabbalah,
What?
but I don't know. I definitely not get it.
Okay, he introduced a concept called Igulim v'Yosher. Igulim v'Yosher is one of the fundamental principles of Kabbalah, whatever. But basically, the point of Igula, the point he just said is like this:
What does that translate to?
circles and lines.
Circles and lines.
Yeah. So, and he just introduced that concept.
You see it on the page there?
And
He says he doesn't
then,
say it in English, circles and lines.
he does
But he had
nothing.
the mushal. You remember the parable with the line, right? That's what he's
Yeah.
saying.
So he's, but
60,
this is called,
630 on the
I
bottom.
assume he's trying to explain
631.
Igulin. Igulin. This is the concept of Igulin v'Yosher,
This is
but.
what we just read.
But let me just explain what he's saying here. He's going back to the concept of the whole Sefer, that there's two ways Hashem runs the world. We were calling it, until now, we were calling it Yediyah, right? Olam Yediyah and Olam HaBechira. We were calling it Olam HaYichud and Olam HaMishpat, right? Now he's calling it Hashgacha Klolis and Hashgacha Pratis. That means there's something called a Hashgacha, which is Hashem's divine intervention or supervision, Klolis, generally, meaning there's a general Hashgacha that Hashem says that I need everything in this world. I need everything in this world in order to get the world to be where it has to be. Right? Everything in this world has a mission, has a job. It needs to be that way. There needs to be elephants and there needs to be ladybugs. That's just the way the world is. It needs that. In order to get, if Hashem created it, means it needs to exist in the world in order for the world to reach its tachlis.
Oh, that's a big statement.
Yes. And there also requires human beings to be there for the tachlis. But he says there is no difference in the tachlis of the world between the most chashuv thing and the least chashuv thing, because the point of all of them is to bring the tachlis of the world out. Now, if the concept of the world, listen to this, very important. The concept of the world is that you need elephants and you need ladybugs. And in order to bring out the toxins of the world, you need, how many elephants are there in the world? Whatever. So you need 50,000 elephants, right? But you also need a million, 2 trillion ladybugs, right? Now,
How many elephants are there in the world around?
okay.
I'm not getting a good connection here.
Okay. So listen. So the point is, when the 50,001st elephant is born, there's an extra elephant here. We don't need it. A different elephant's gonna die because we don't need that many elephants. Did the elephant that die do anything wrong to receive death? No. As a matter of fact, it makes no difference which elephant's gonna die. Because the whole tachlis of the elephant in the first place is to bring out the tachlis of the world, and a different elephant can bring that out also. So there is no difference. Hashem just needs there to be a certain amount of elephants in the world. There is no difference between this one or that one. And there can't be a difference between this one and that one because they're not Bechira anyway. So how could Hashem choose to dafka do it to this one or that one? It would be random anyway. So therefore, there's something called Hashgacha Klolis. Okay? Unclear if this is not like the Gra. Possibly the Gra held not like this. Could be the Gra held that there is Hashgacha Pratis on every single elephant.
No,
But
I don't think he's talking about general Hashgacha Klolis and Hashgacha Pratis. No.
okay. But he's saying is that he's watching over everything to get it to its tachlis. That Hashgacha of setting up the world in a way that it's set up and that things are rolling to be in place, but not looking at every individual and their deeds, that is called, he says, that's represented by a circle because everything's equal and it's all here facing the midpoint. There's really nothing more important than the other. Then there's Hashgacha Pratis, which is how each individual person is using their Bechira and how each individual person is being treated. That is represented by Yosha, by straight lines, because that every person, some are more, some are less, some will receive this hanhaga, some will receive that hanhaga. That's represented by lines. So there's two eifanim of Hashgacha, igulim v'yosher. Now in Kabbalah, I think it's being used a little differently, but it's there's two ways Hashem interacts with the world. One is that everything he's in the middle, and one is that he's on top and the things like distancing themselves from it, but whatever. Similar concept. Okay. Now, today is Monday.
Heard Ellie Stefanski is coming to Miami. Should get him to speak here. He'll be here for a week. He's giving shir every night at 8:30 for Daf Yomi.
Oh, okay. We're finishing. Today it's Monday. I don't think we'll finish Tuesday. I think we'll finish Wednesday, raise our show. Thank
Thank you, Ronnie.
you.
It is.